Can I just start off by asking you, we're asking some people today about their Super Bowl dreams, if you ever, like, dreamt of it when you were a kid, or you've been there, you've experienced it, so it's not new for you now, but was there ever a point where you were thinking about that when you were younger, high school, or whatever?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what you dream about. Getting to the NFL, it's not just getting to the NFL, it's playing in those big games, the huge games, and the ultimate game, which is the Super Bowl. You dream about making big plays in it, and you dream about celebrating with your team, getting the win. And fortunately, I've been able to be a part of two of those, but none of that matters right now. I'm trying to make it three, so got to put a lot of work in this next 2 weeks. Got to break down this team, do all our research, do all our preparations, and go out there and play a good football game two Sundays from now.
Who'd you root for growing up?
I was a Miami Dolphins fan, so I didn't get never got to the big game. Never got close. Mom bought me a Dan Marino jersey when I was younger, so got that jersey, never took it off, and I was a Dolphins fan until New England called.
Picturing yourself Dan Marino, the quarterback?
Nah, I like playing running back and safety all throughout my youth and growing up through high school. So never the quarterback thing for me. Arm wasn't near as good enough or accurate as enough. It's better running with the ball. So,
Duron, what is this week like for you? So was the last 2 days more of taking care of tickets, logistics, that type of stuff, and then is today just getting to work and film in a normal Monday?
Like you said, you try to use the days you had off to gather all the information you need for your families to make sure everything is situated. And then when you come in today, I mean, it's all business. It's all getting prepared for the Eagles. I mean, this is the best team we're going to play all year. I know we say each and every week, but these are only two teams left standing. It's the best of the best, so we're going to have to put everything we have into it. Can't be worrying about the extra extravagant stuff with the Super Bowl, but you got to kind of leave that to your families, leave that to your wives, let them take care of that, and you just focus on the only thing that matters, and that's winning the football game.
Duron,
do you think when you have a team that changes quarterbacks so dramatically, but with their quarterback change relatively late in the season, how do you balance that level of study? Because you want to obviously kind of take a look at some of the skill position guys versus what the quarterback can bring to the field.
I would say you take part in two parts of it. The first is still look at the skill, because the skill is going to be the skill. And Philadelphia has unbelievable skill players at every position. So it's probably as deep as anybody in the league when it comes to talking about their skill. Then you look at, like you said, the quarterback play. I mean, Carson Wentz isn't Nick Foles, and Nick Foles isn't Carson Wentz. So you have to, as an offense, you have to adjust your play calling, the type of offense you want to run based off your quarterback skill set. And while they're different, Philadelphia still does some of the same things because, I mean, Nick Foles is a good quarterback. He won games in this league, was a Pro Bowler, so he is more than capable of leading this team to wins and victories and winning the Super Bowl. So we know we have to study him as much as we studied any quarterback. And we got to study the skill because they're going to provide challenges for us that we probably haven't faced all year.
Duron, there's been examples in recent memory of teams, for lack of a better term, kind of panicking in late game situations. Pittsburgh with a fixed bite comes to mind. Obviously the Seattle, with Butler's interception. What prevents you guys from kind of freaking out kind of in those moments, keeping your head and being able to handle those moments?
Practice. We have some type of situational plays each and every day in practice. So we go over every type of situation that you can think of. And if it's something that we haven't gone over and we see it through the week of games or something that has came up in one of our games, we start practicing. We're just really prepared for each and every situation because in games like this, it's usually one or two plays that dictate the game. You can play a perfect game for 59 minutes and make one mistake in the last minute of the game and cost your team the win. So we just do a great job of just preparing for situations, making sure that whatever situation that comes up, we're comfortable enough to get through it and play through it.
Daron, I think when you guys played Jacksonville, Corey Grant only caught the ball before the season started, like before that game, only three times. Philadelphia, those guys don't catch the ball in the backfield a lot. How much are you going to be prepared for the surprise that they may use them more in the passing game than they use right now?
You always got to kind of do some self-scout, especially when you have 2 weeks. See how teams have attacked you, where they got some success from. So looking at last week, like you said, Corey Grant had some success catching the ball. So, I mean, with Bud Peterson, how good of a coach he is, a great offensive mind, great game plan coach. I'm pretty sure he's going to have something cooked up for that. We just have to go out there and know where we were vulnerable, show that we made the right proper adjustments, and when it comes up, literally just take it away so they can go away from it from the jump.
Say, you know, new year, new team. You've been at it for all these months and 18 plus games. What characterizes this group?
I say it all the time, just a group of fighters. I mean, you just look the way the year progressed. Started the year not the way we wanted to. Came out and lost the opener. Got 2-2. But nobody in here really listened to the noise. We ignored it. We did everything we can to get better, and try to progress throughout the year. And that's the reason why we're here right now, just because we continue to fight, never got down ourselves, never pointed or blamed anybody, just kind of worked together as a team and just kept getting better.
Daron, how would you describe the atmosphere in the locker room? You guys spend a lot of time, obviously, in your position groups, but it seems, having been around this team, that defensive backs have relationships with guys at other positions, vice versa. Has that been the case since day one for you, and how would you describe how the Patriots are able to foster that where it's one team despite whatever unit you play on?
I say Coach Belichick just did a great job of just getting great people here. He does a good job of getting great football players, of course, but just great people, where you can literally just mix them into our locker room, and it's never no problems, no fighting. I know you might get in a little scuffle at practice, but when you come back into the locker room, it's all good because we really, really look at each other and treat each other as family, as brothers, because what we do with each other, how much time we sacrifice away from our families, and how much time we literally spend with each other, it's really a family. So everybody's close. Everybody wants everybody does well, and everybody just puts the team first. And when you have that type of mindset and that type of characteristic throughout the whole team, it makes it a lot easier for you to win games.
Daron, you talked about making this trip now the third time. Can you take us back to the first time? Maybe something that surprised you, that you didn't expect, that you're happy you went through, that you can prepare for now the third time, maybe even the second time?
I would just say getting everything done as much as possible, as fast as possible, I should say. Going through it the first time, I didn't realize how fast everything comes up on you with tickets, hotel rooms, trying to get your families and your friends there and trying to make sure everybody is okay. So I would say just getting everything done, getting the hotel room situated before I even go out there so that when I get out there, I can focus strictly on the Philadelphia Eagles.
At Daron, since that Kansas City game, do you guys feel like you guys haven't played your best football defensively and now you have one game left?
I think with, especially being around here, the pursuit for excellence is so high and so drained in us that we'll never play our best game. Just because you can always get better, you're never going to play a perfect game. And when you look at the game film like that, it just makes it easier for you to always want to improve. Because you can always get better at something, whether it's a little thing or a big thing. And I just think that's just the mindset of this team. We're just never satisfied. We're not satisfied with winning one game, two games. We want to win it all each and every year because we put a lot into it. We grind. We work hard. And we try to play this game the right way. So we always going to continue to try to get better, whether it's this game, a regular game in the season. But every year, we're going to just continue to try to get better and try to be better than we were the game before.
Daron, this is on a personal note. You talked about spending time away from your families. As someone who's raising a young family, One, is your oldest now of an age where there's a recognition of what you're doing and what you're playing for in 2 weeks? And does that make a difference for you?
My oldest, Chris, he's 6 now. And it's so crazy because he has reconciliation of Super Bowl 49 when he was 3. So he kind of always knew what was going on. But I think, like, right now, actually understanding, knowing the players, coming home, talking to him about football, talking to him about Carson Wentz, Blunt, and Alshon Jeffrey, it's cool. It's cool to see that what I'm doing brings joy to his life as well, and I'm able to provide for him that way. And it's amazing just to be able to go through this with him, because it's going to be something that neither of us will forget.
Deron, I've had Devin talk about it, how much you guys hate practicing, hate coming in here, spending all pretty much your lives in here. Is playing for the Patriots for everyone? Is how hard is it to play for this team?
If you love winning, it's not hard. I mean, this is what this place is about, winning. Everything we do, everything we sacrifice for is for to win. And coming here as a young guy 5 years ago, I just seen how competitive this place was, and I just wanted to be a part of it. So I did everything in my power to continue to get better and try to make sure that at the end of training camp, I'm always on this roster, because I just love the idea of winning and being a part of something so special here.
Deron, just one final question. Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Just a thought on when you guys leave here Monday or whatever, where do you want to be mentally as far as, you know, the game plan and kind of what's your, you know, attitude as you head towards Minnesota?
I want to be in a comfortable spot. I mean, because when we get out there, we're not going to have as much time to meet and go over the game plan. So we want to be at a point where we're comfortable with the game plan, knowing what we want to do. And when we get out there, kind of just repeating it, making it a repetition, and making sure that we're ready to go.
All right, no problem.